Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 2nd, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield B2B Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of each month, and it's designed specifically to assist our associates that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, and the leader of the Moore Success Team, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
And Randy, you know, I'm really excited about this speaker tonight. $150,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, 6,000 Production Achievement Award, Miss Linda Mazzola. You know, Linda and her husband, Kennedy, they started the business part-time, Randy, back in 1997. They built a team, and when they quickly realized they would create more business through a small business deal, they started with a book of business. 18 months later, she was able to retire from her job. What a great feat. 18 months, she was retiring from her job. Now, her advice to everybody is take hold of the opportunity. Don't let it go. Give it 100%. Don't let dream stealers space in your head. And, you know, I have a story about the dream stealer. You know, my mother almost stole my dream, but 2 years later, she was in business herself and become a great friend of Harlan Stonesiver. So, ladies and gentlemen, my honor and I'll say my privilege to introduce Ms. Linda Mazzola to you. Linda, welcome to the call, and thank you for doing us the honor of being on.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Wow, I literally have almost a tear in my eye. I'm so honored to be on the Moore Family Call. But, Mr. Moore, if you introduced me, I was completely surprised. And you have been, you may not know it, one of my mentors in this incredible opportunity. So thank you, sir, and your family for paving the way for all of us. And, you know, just to tell you a little bit about my background for those that don't know me, when I first got started in Legal Shield, I really had a great career. I was working in the mayor's office in San Francisco. It was exciting, fun, interesting. And 15 years later and four different mayoral administrations later, I quickly realized not only did we have the regular office politics everyone's used to, but we had real politics as well. And I really got stuck. I was told I couldn't go after another promotion unless I received a master's degree, and I really couldn't get one quickly. I was raising a young family at the time. I had a husband, a dog, a cat, a fish. I just really had no extra time to go to school at night, and really I didn't want to sacrifice that time away from my young children. Two of them, my two youngest, were growing up in daycare as it was during the day. Thank goodness Kennedy was the one, my husband, who heard about Legal Shield, and he literally still had to drag me out to a presentation because I still knew I needed an exit strategy. I just didn't know what it was. I actually thought it was another job is what I needed. Thankfully, we did go to that presentation, and I really fell in love with the value of the service that we provide. It's marked down versus marked up, and I knew so many people that certainly would appreciate that value. So I said, you know what, let's give it a shot. Really, at that point, I was kind of putting my big toe in it, really not knowing what I was getting involved in. But quickly, after I went through some of my basic training in my group school, I found that this was going to be my exit strategy. It was daytime activity that I could do and still be a good mom and take care of my family in the evening. So really, Mr. Moore said it, fast forward 18 months, I was able to really fire my job with the city, retire early, and I have been working this incredible, incredible opportunity from home, from my phone, for 20 years. This year is my 20th anniversary. There's no barriers here in Legal Shield. They don't require the master's degree. There's no glass ceiling for us at all. And really, with Business Solutions, it allowed me to really generate cash flow very quickly to replace a high salary that I was going to leave behind while I was building my empire, so to speak, my family empire. My goal now is to really maintain and build a sustainable platinum organization. I just happen to have four children, so those I plan to be my executive director legs. And I try to share this story with everyone because I definitely want to put it out there to the universe and to the world and claim it. And hopefully I get good vibes in pursuing that goal. But thankfully this last month my daughter did hit executive director. Actually, she hit ED for the first time and hit bronze executive director. So thrilled for her. And really we did it not only with team but also business solutions. So what's really cool is when, you know, my two youngest were in daycare when I first started. Now they're 21 and 22. and are a director now, a bronze executive director in the business. I just got to work on my other three legs now, my other three kids, to hopefully meet our goal. But let's do a little bit of what the Moore family asked me to discuss was some tips regarding, you know, working in the business solution space. And I would be remiss if I didn't say I certainly don't feel intimidated because these are friends that are near and dear to my heart. But my goodness, you folks have stellar business solutions folks in your own organization, as you know. So, I mean, I'm thrilled to hear my friend Jimmy Parrish and Mr. Harold Pinson. Although I know Joan Buckner is part of your organization. I mean, you guys have just wonderful people who could definitely do this training way better than me. But that said, I thought I'd share one of my favorite quotes from Jim Rohn, and it's this. So if you're taking notes, you might want to jot this one down. It's a really good one. If you are unwilling to risk the unusual, you will have to settle for the ordinary. If you are unwilling to risk the unusual, you'll have to settle for the ordinary. And, you know, when I first got started in this, I did not have any benefits experience other than being a user. You know, I never had any HR experience or sales experience. It was totally unusual for me to make a sales call list and to go out and actually make calls for appointments. I just wasn't used to that. But it was part of our basic steps in our sales process with Business Solutions and Group. So I knew I had to get out of my comfort zone and learn some new things. So, you know, what you really want to do in this business is to be not ordinary, but extraordinary. And these are some concepts from our incredible keynote speaker at the last conference, Mr. John Maxwell. You know, to be extraordinary, you have to do some extra things. So number one, we have to give extra effort. And think about that when we were in school, right? I mean, anybody else try to sign up for extra credit because they messed up on a quiz, you know? And you have to put in extra study time. You have to stay after school sometimes. So same thing with us. I mean, extra effort. You need to make more calls. You need to follow up more. I love it. I keep focusing on the Moore family. You got to just do more. And your efforts will then pay off in your results and the result that you want. Number two, extra time. Let's put in a little bit of extra time. I'm sure a lot of us, when we're in our careers, you know, we put in extra time on the job. Was that extra time for our dream or for our empire? No, it was for someone else or another company. Let's definitely put in some extra time towards our business. You know, if you think, well, I'm going to try to do 5 calls today. Hey, can you do 10? You know, raise the bar in terms of your goal setting. Extra time in doing what? Maybe you need to go walk your community. Introduce yourself to the local business owners. I know my kids, I have 2 quarterbacks, and they have to practice after practice. They have to put in extra time to hone their craft and make sure they're accurate, make sure they can watch film and read defenses. So we definitely have to spend some extra time. Again, these are all unusual things, right? Third is extra help, and you have incredible help, not only here in your organization, but remember, like when we were in school or in college, you know, we needed tutors from time to time. Who are your tutors? Well, it's your field trainers through Legal Shield. It's not only your organization, but also corporate has them. It's actually attending the small business training class, doing the new one that's online and available, going to your group school for the 5th time. I know I've been to many, even though I taught the class for over 15 years. You get a new perspective and a new flavor and a new nugget from the field, typically, from your trainers. Because our trainers and our field trainers are not just titles. These are appointed and really earned and maintained positions by doing what? By being out in the field and producing. So get your extra help. And then fourth, extra change. You know, we need to think about changing ourselves for the better. And we have to be open to positive change. Where do we get that? Well, it boils down to personal development. I mean, when I worked in the city for 15 years, I have never had the type of personal development training that's been offered by Legal Shield, as well as our mentors and leadership in Legal Shield. So definitely spend time on yourself. Spend extra time on personal development. One tip I'd like to give you is Audible. You know, by the time I'm ready for bed and going to read, I'm really tired, so I usually don't stay up past a couple of pages. that's why I use something that works for me, and it's audiobooks. So I'm not certainly getting anything from Audible, but I have Amazon, and it was really easy for me to get it, download it, and listen to audiobooks. I've got John Maxwell narrating his book in my ear, Mel Robbins, The 5-Second Rule. And she's amazing. You know, she was a great speaker, but also she's a great, you know, reading of her own book. So that helps me to keep working on myself. That's that, you know, when you're in your car driving between appointments or, frankly, at the DMV, you know, waiting for your number to be called. You know, any time that you have, develop that time to and a habit to say, I'm going to put that time into myself and be open to change. Also make sure that you're going to the Oklahoma convention. You know, that's big things happen at the big events. A lot of things change for people when they're sitting in the audience and being poured into by all of our phenomenal leadership, as well as, of course, we're going to have the incredible Jack Canfield. So those were a few of the pointers I wanted to share with you in terms of just being extraordinary versus ordinary, and I wanted to also give you a visual on this, and that is, you know, think of that, a growth chart. Remember when you were a kid, or maybe you did it for your kids, but remember as growing up, you would measure them maybe against the frame of a door, or nowadays there's a little chart you could order, but typically it's like the frame of a door, right, and you would mark Joey 3 years old, Joey 6 years old, and continue to measure. Well, the measurement was looked at, and it was like, wow, look, you know, you can actually see the growth. What about you and your Legal Shield business? You may be brand new. You might have just moved from associate to senior associate. That is phenomenal. Celebrate the little wins. That is growth. Maybe you've been in the business for a while. Maybe it's 10 years. Where is your growth goal for the next 90 days? What is going to be your goal when you're at Oklahoma City Convention? Is it going to be crossing the stage? Is it a new ring level? Is it a new, you know, application level? By the way, Mr. Moore, I actually have 7,000 applications marketed. You know, no, who's counting, right? But, you know, what is your growth goal in your Legal Shield business? We definitely don't want to be stagnant. So one last thing to share is a quote that I saw. I really love it. It's this: dream big, start small, and act now. Dream big, start small, act now. And when you're dreaming big, you definitely want to have big goals, big dreams, you know, really hone it down to specifics. Do I want to fire my job? Do I want to retire my parents? Do I want to create a legacy family income like the Moore family? Start small. In business solutions, you absolutely need to start small. Cut your teeth on the small stuff. Small business plans, and we have the most incredible package of small business coverage now with our new small business plans. Really excited about that. But small business plans and small group businesses that have 20 less employees that you can see the decision maker quickly, get the answer quickly, see the employees even quickly, right? Is quickly a word? Sorry. I'm nervous. But my point is start small. That's the fastest way to replace an income in Legal Shield is small business, small group. While you're working on the big stuff with your mentors, remember your extra help, right? Your tutors, your field trainers, your team business solutions leadership. And last but not least, act now. Do not procrastinate. Fear of loss. I think you should be driving around your neighborhood seeing companies and going, oh, my gosh, that should be my account. Fear of loss. You need to own your area, and you need to really own places where you are spending your dollar. So make those extra calls. Make the extra follow-ups. You should be absolutely capitalizing on the Equifax data breach and now what, Sonic data breach, Whole Foods. I mean, what's going to be next? It's not if but when. Make sure you're making those contacts now. I mean, my to-do list was all my existing accounts and email out with the Equifax data breach fact sheet that corporate provides on the Legal Shield On Demand site, letting them know I'd like to service, let me come out, I could do a webinar, right? If you're into technology, utilize that to help you get your message out quickly. The second priority on my list was contacting all of my prospects, all the groups that are in the funnel that I've already presented to or that my brokers have already presented to. touching with them, making sure they knew the differentiator between us and the other so-called competition out there, like LifeLock, who actually uses Equifax, right? And the third was all my strategic partners, my brokers, general agents. I'm a member of a chamber. I make sure they knew, hey, I can come out and do an identity theft awareness workshop. You know, so if you've been in for a little bit and you have the skills to present, my goodness gracious, folks, get out there and present. You need to share this with as many people as you can. Put on a little ID theft awareness workshop for your homeowners association, your Rotary Club. And if you're not quite there yet, that's where you're going to partner with your team upline, your team crossline business solutions expert, or the corporate field trainers, so that they can help you go out there and you can both win. Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn it back to you if you want questions. I'm not sure if I went over my time, but those are the few notes I had to share with everybody tonight, and I really, really appreciate the honor of being on your call.
Well, Linda, I appreciate you being on, too, and we do have a few more minutes, so if you don't mind, I may go out to the field to some of our Millionaire Club members. They may have a question or a comment for you. Would that be okay?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. You mentioned Mr. Jimmy Parrish from Alabama, a Millionaire Club member, $250,000 income earner. Mr. Parrish, are you on the call?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Linda, always great hearing from you. And, yeah, we go back a good ways, I think, back in our GVP days. But I've been intrigued recently by some of the things you've been sharing on the solutions call that I thought would be beneficial to those more team members tonight. And you've had a lot of success there in the Bay Area and in California in general and with the Go Walk the Community. You touched on it early on in your presentation. Mm-hmm. But just give us a kind of a synopsis about how you were able to get some of the folks out there. Because regardless of where we are in our business, regardless of where we live in America, whether it's a small town or a major metropolitan area, we can all walk our area. So how did you kind of get this jump started there in your area just in a couple of minutes or two?
Oh, absolutely, Jimmy. Thanks. Well, basically it was, you know, the movement that, you know, we heard from corporate, just like folks were going out and they called it Go Walk Your Community. And James Rousseau kind of challenged all of us. And at the time I was business vice president for Hawaii and Northern California. And I thought, well, one of the fastest ways I've always learned about getting having success in Legal Shield with small business, small group. So the way to get out there is to actually just go out. I'm usually a call person, but I got out of my comfort zone and I said, you know what, since I'm going out, why don't I just do it as a group? And so we put it out on our little Northern California page to say, hey, we picked a date on a Saturday morning, and we just says, we're going to get together, we're going to meet at this Starbucks or whatever location you want. And those that were interested, we got together. And you know what? There's power in unity. I mean, you know, you give each other a sanity check, you know, if a door slammed in your face, or you have a good laugh, or you just revel in someone's success or a question that they had that you were able to help them answer. So we went out in twos, just like, you know, Noah did, right, two by twos.
Right.
We went out and just decided, you know what, we're going to take a whole block. We're not going to cherry pick. We're just going to walk the block, and we decided to take it and say we've got a certain amount of time, and we gave ourselves 2 hours just to go out and get acquainted. And what it really is, folks, is take the pressure off your mind. You're not walking in and thinking, I am going to, you know, solve world peace for this business and come out with an application. It's more of a process. What you're doing is just branding yourself and introducing yourself to them. And listen, I try to have more ears open versus my mouth to hear, you know, how could I be of service to you? Tell me, what do you do, sir? How long have you been here? And they love to talk about themselves. And what's great about walking a community in small businesses is usually you are talking to the owner. Or they might be in the back, you know, and just say, hey, I'd love an opportunity to meet you. I'm your Legal Shield rep here in San Francisco, and I'd love to know about your business. Perhaps we can do some business together. When it's a mutually beneficial conversation, they're a little bit more open. Not, hi, my name's Linda, and I've got what you need, and I need you to listen to me. Can I get a meeting? You know, so I try to make it more conversational and really interested in them and their business and connecting. And if they have a moment to visit with me about what we do, gosh, then that's when I would capitalize on that and try to do a brief presentation. Otherwise, I'm setting an appointment. But it beats me trying to make 20 calls or 30 or 40 calls to a business owner that I may not be able to get on the phone. It's harder to hang up on you when you're there in person. So we just got together as a group and decided to go out there in pairs and GED, get her done.
Great stuff. Thanks so much for sharing, and good hearing from you tonight.
Nice to hear from you, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right, Jimmy, thank you for that. Now let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
I sure am. And, Linda, thank you so much for all your years of service. We sent many a associate to your classes, and they always complimented you on what a tremendous class you always taught. So I wanted to really thank you with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, it's kind of funny, but if you talk to Ken Moore, we always did walk your neighborhood because none of us ever called on the phone. We never called groups. You always went in person because, as Tom Hopkins always says, what's the hardest thing to get rid of? The body. So I think that's what you guys are finding. But let's just take it back a step. You know, I'm realizing that sometimes we can't always get out in the neighborhood. So you had mentioned that you like to use the phone. And what would be, do you have a little, maybe not really a script, but some quick things that you might say on the phone as your, first of all, who would you call? Would you start with someone that you feel comfortable with or an industry that you knew, or who would you call, and what is a quick little thing that you might say?
Right. So when you're calling upon companies, again, you know, especially if you're first starting out, I would say start small and start local. You want locally owned businesses where they don't have a headquarters in New York where you have to meet with the HR director there, right? You want to make this doable. And I'm always trying to say that for a new person's perspective when you're just getting started out. But what I'd like to do is, you know, I really don't have niche markets. I have lots of different kind of groups, anything from cities to nonprofit organizations. But what I typically do is once I get one, then I kind of go and use that as a catalyst for me to get a whole bunch of other like industries. So if I just sign up a construction company, and, you know, I just got one, a fairly good size one for my local area, then that's what I'm going to kind of go where the iron's hot, right? I'm going to kind of use that to leverage some other construction companies. So that's another, just a little tip there. But what I typically would say now with the identity theft breach is, hi, Linda, this is Linda Masoli. I know we don't know each other, but I definitely wanted to introduce myself. I'm your group executive here for Legal Shield, and we offer a comprehensive ID Shield benefit for your employees at no cost to the company. I happen to be in your area Friday or next Monday and was wondering if I could stop by and introduce myself in person and give you a little bit of information on how we can help your employees. I mean, it's as simple as that. It's just an introductory, this is how I'd like to help you. If I do get an appointment, then you should immediately leverage that appointment geographically. You know, we've got great tools, you know, anything from Google Maps you could use to Reference USA. If your local library subscribes to it, then, you know, hopefully it's free for library cardholders. But you could go to Reference USA and just put in, like, a radius search of that business. And, I mean, I try to then call upon the local businesses because I'm going to be there next Friday at 10 a.m. and leverage that appointment. But, I mean, right now I think the focus really should be we have a solution for your employees with regards to identity theft. It, you know, we don't want them to take their mind and body off the job. And we have something that could help your company at no out-of-pocket cost for you. And that's our typical approach. Now, you want to be flexible. I mean, if I'm calling into Silicon Valley to a high-tech company that not only buys, you know, pays for dry cleaning for the employees, but pet washing, you know, and car washing, I would then approach a little bit differently. I wouldn't say it's at no cost because we've got a lot of companies now that are fringing or paying for the ID Shield benefit. So, you know, just be mindful what type of industry you're calling and the trends there. But, you know, who would I be calling now? Anybody in high tech, any company that's a financial services type of company, because they're very mindful and aware that this is a huge epidemic and it's impacting their employees.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So if I heard you correctly, the biggest, one of the biggest messages is for everybody on the line, if you haven't started already, is to just really, really leverage the huge breach that we just had and how many people we can help.
Right. Absolutely. And we have the best solution. by far.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
All right, Linda. Thank you very much. Next, let's go to the state of Oklahoma and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you on tonight? Do we have you in speaker mode?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, Linda, fantastic job, and you're just a true leader out there in your market. And I like what you said about starting small. You know, a lot of our new associates, as they get out of beat a school, they want to get out and slay the dragon. But they may be the ones getting slayed or seen. It's kind of like what John Maxwell said when we were in Columbus. You know, you go out and take an axe to a tree, and you hit that tree five times a day, and eventually it's going to fall. But if you go out and take a few swings all at once, you're going to wear out. And I was wondering, I know you do work out of small business. What percentage of small business do you have that are 100 employees or less?
Well, Mr. Pinson, I am not a numbers person, but my guesstimate would be probably 40%. Below 100%, 100 employees rather. And I do have some large, you know, cut my teeth on the small ones, then I, you know, call me aggressive. I went after like medium to large, and I have a lot of partners with brokers.
Mm-hmm.
So my brokers have pretty large companies. But, you know, on the large stuff, I really started local, though. It wasn't, you know, United Airlines nationwide. It was my local city. You know, I'm a resident of the city. I'm a business owner of the city. I wanted to leverage my advantage over somebody else coming in from another state to try to get my city. So I start small on my, you know, probably about 40%, but I do have some pretty large. I'm blessed, thankfully, to have some large ones, too.
And what's the main thing you're doing to, thank you for that. What's the main thing you're doing to get brokers to come and join our venture?
You know, it's just telling them, hey, you need a value add for your portfolio, and the timing couldn't be better now with your clients and their employees having identity theft fraud on their mind right now.